Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you are sitting at your desk and you're tuned into us here on Lunchtime Live this Tuesday afternoon, maybe you're working from home and you're at the laptop in the kitchen table, I want you to down tools for the next 7 minutes. Just stop what you're doing. Listen, you're going to thank me for this at the end of our chat today, because every Tuesday afternoon we learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it. And today I'm talking to James Farrell from Dublin Airport Taekwondo, because James, you're not here to talk to me about Taekwondo today. You're here to tell me and everybody else how to keep moving when we're still sitting on our backside at the desk.
That's it, Andrea, and thank you for having me along today. Yeah, it's a huge thing. It's a huge problem that has become more so noticeable with the lockdown and people working from home, but then also in terms of people looking at screens in companies, even kids in school looking down at screens, you know, instead of blackboards now we're all on iPads, that kind of thing. And the posture has gone terribly badly.
Yeah, well, like, as I'm here, so from the moment you've walked in today, I am already correcting myself. I'm sitting up in the chair. Yeah. Like, it's amazing, because I'm sure, like so many of our listeners, I am head down, either staring at the briefs, the pages, I'm looking at the computer screen, I've my head in my hands, my posture is brutal. Yeah. It's desperate.
And the human eye is evolved to focus at about 2 meters. And, you know, look at your screen there. It's less than a meter away.
Yeah, so you're right.
Your eyes are low. And then with the head looking down, you're also cranking the back of your neck in terms of...
Can't be doing anything for those lines in the front of my neck either. But anyway, it's a story for another day.
No, not at all. But again, the circulation that we do from our exercises as part of our keep moving format just helps alleviate that. It can be done even while you're on your headset, on your phone. And it just means you can incorporate it as part of your day. It can be done during lunch as a half hour, 45 minute block, or it can be done, the smaller exercises broken down into every 5 minutes, every hour, that kind of thing, just to stand up. No different than you would on a long haul flight, need to circulate your legs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What can you teach me in the next 6 minutes?
Okay, so what we would start off with would be, basically, I would always work from the ground up. If I can stand up here,
yeah,
and
yeah,
get
you
on,
work yet, away. I'm, yeah, you might need to bring the mic with you.
Bring
but
the mic
go
up, hopefully.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
can
yeah.
There.
It's all good.
As we can. So I would literally be very lightly keep my feet on the floor, moving my knees forward.
Right.
So if you want to just stand up and join me with this,
yeah, head still down here,
head still down,
but anyway,
on the mic,
get the idea. Yeah.
So the feet are on the ground, so we're not inducing any impact,
right?
But we're getting the hips moving and the knees moving and the ankles moving. So it's a very, very simple exercise. The hip flexors here at the front have been folded all day when we've been sitting down.
Yeah.
So again, inducing bad posture on the back. So again, standing up and getting knees forward. As humans, our bodies naturally follow where we look. So you see somebody watching on a treadmill in a gym and they're watching a screen over to the right and they fall off the treadmill to the right,
yeah,
which is dangerous, hilarious, but dangerous.
Yeah.
You know. So again, it's just those little exercises that if I want to straighten up my posture, I need to look slightly higher than my own head height. And it just keeps my chin up, which alleviates any stress from the back of my neck, and it opens my airways. So when I'm inhaling, exhaling,
yeah,
you know, I'm getting the air in. The other big thing about this, I can think, when we're doing these exercises, I would always breathe in for a count of three, hold for a count of one, and breathe out for a count of four.
Okay.
That could be three heartbeats, a 3 second time, whatever, one Mississippi, two Mississippi, something like that. The breathing in for three gets plenty of air in. Hold for one allows the changeover happen, so we're not hyperventilating,
yeah,
and just pushing it out. And breathe out for four, just gets all that used air back out.
This is something, though, that irrespective of, like, you know, if I had a higher mic now, I would be able to do this. But we'll say for anybody that's at home at the desk,
yep,
even if you're maybe not typing at the moment, but if you're on a phone call, like, as simple as it might seem, it gets you up out,
exactly,
of the seated position for two
and
or 3 minutes just to get moving.
As we've started there, we got the hips and knees and ankles just moving, and it gets,
yeah,
clicks and gets all the air pops out and that kind of thing. Then once that you're feeling comfortable with that, then you can use your desk, use your whatever's in front of you. And we would just do, I would move the chair out of the, mm-hmm, way and just do very, very basic squatting exercises. Now, squats are different level of ranges.
Radio now, yeah,
so from there, I would always start off, as long as I'm doing these 20 odd years, I would always start off my hands on a desk,
right,
and just bend the knees lightly and bring them back up and bend the knees lightly. And bring it down and bring it back up. So that would be another very simple exercise.
Yeah.
You can increase that, and then you can do holding exercises in your squats, that kind of thing, and then pulsing exercises. That's just to induce circulation. The other thing we have to be very conscious of in teaching this in companies during lunchtime breaks is that after lunch, they might be going into meetings and don't want to be sweating, which is obviously, you know, can happen very easily. I was joking earlier that I sweat when I sneeze, you know, so I use myself as a barometer when I'm teaching this in companies. If I start to sweat, I need to calm it down a little bit, and we bring it back to a breathing exercise instead. So if people are conscious of that at home or in the workplace, more so in the workplace, they can bring the exercise down and just say, okay, I'm just going to do the breathing part. In, breathe in for three, hold for one.
Very easy to do at the desk.
Very, very easy.
Not going to draw too much attention.
Not at all. The other one then is our backsides, you know, are always folded forward. So we need to use those muscles instead of stretching them. And very simply bringing your heels up towards your backside, up towards your glutes as such. And we joke with the kiddies that we teach that they're wiping dog dirt off their shoes. And you think, why am I saying that? Because I actually want people to get that wiping motion with their feet. Okay. So they're getting here, the hammer here. I realise I'm on radio now. Their backside muscles and their hamstring muscles all moving forward. Again, it also helps stretch out the front of the hips here, because that's what's folded forward all day long as we're sitting down.
The one thing I noticed, like, and I'm sure this is probably the same for maybe people that don't want to stand up in an open plan office and start doing their squats at their desk. Yep. James, it's your back and your neck posture and keeping the shoulders back.
Yep.
Have you any tips or advice on that?
Again, it's a visual and touch response that I do with these kind of exercises to see what you're doing. So I would sit with my, if you don't want to stand up, you can sit with your feet flat on the ground, knees out in front. Put your hands at your knees.
Hopefully people can
visualize this. And what I would simply do is I would push one hand over my knee down my shin and let the other hand come back towards my hip.
Yeah.
So hopefully people can visualize this, and that's rotating my body sidewards. And then I change and push the other one out, and it's turning. One shoulder's going forward, one shoulder's going back, one shoulder's going forward. So it's getting the spinae muscles along the spine, twisting and turning. They've been sitting still and possibly bent forward badly for an hour, 2 hours, 8 hours, whatever it has been. The second one, again, we've had the hands on the knees again, and this time bringing both hands sliding back up your leg towards your hip. And as you can see here with me, it's bringing my shoulders back. And then bringing them forward. Because again, our shoulders are normally forward when we're typing, phone dialing, anything like that. And it's so bad for the posture on the upper back. So that we've worked, the squats help stretch out, or even holding a seated squat will help stretch out the muscles in the lower back. And then we move up the back then to bring the shoulder posture back. Again, the important thing here is the head, keeping that head up and looking high. There's no point in trying to stretch out your neck with your head looking down. You can hear it in your own voice.
Oh, completely.
You also, with your chin forward, what people don't realise, they're cutting off their own breathing. So again, chin up, looking over your computer screen for the 10 seconds, 1 minute, whatever happens to be that you're doing these exercises.
Actually, even just the swinging of the shoulder blades is, you know, I'm trying to think of things that I can do on air, you know, when I'm talking to people that the listeners wouldn't necessarily know about.
Oh, that's
because
your head will stay
one.
In the same place. So in terms of having a microphone in your case in front of you, you're getting those exercises going. You're getting your biceps working on the way in, your triceps working on the way out, and you're inducing circulation around the upper body, keeping those muscles active.
How often should we stand up, James, in, you know, when I think people are, you know, whether they're sitting down at work, they might take a break around 11 or lunchtime. But like, I'm sure many of our listeners could be sitting for 45, 50 minutes without moving.
And, you know, the Working Time Act years ago brought in the 15 minute screen break every hour. Nobody does it.
No.
Absolutely nobody. Yeah. So again, you can do something simple, you know, and I do this when I need to remind myself. Set a timer on your phone. Everyone has phones in their ear, and it just beeps every hour. Set the old-fashioned Batman ringtone, as I call it. You'll hear it, you know, and it just rings. You go, oh yeah, stand up, bring your heels up to your backside, do those low, gentle squats, get those shoulders moving. And you might be in a position where you can't do them because you're on screen and on a Teams call and you have to stay seated on that screen. So that would be the time you would do the shoulder ones, so you can stay seated and stay visual on the screen. And then later on in the day, or when the Teams call is finished and you stand up, then you would do the leg exercises as well.
Because the impact of bad posture long term.
It's funny, and I'm fortunate enough at the moment to teach in nursing homes as well, and as part of a sitter size thing we do.
Yeah.
And this lady, she's a fantastic lady. I'm going to say mid-80s, and she walks into the room where we teach this, and her head is down, her chin is folded forward. And by the end of it, she's walking out and her chin is up. And it's just from, I get her to do punches upwards, right? And again, I want her to look at her hands. And when the eyes go up, as I said earlier, the body follows the eyes. So it's a huge thing. If I was sitting in your office here, in your studio here, I would be
You'd be blinded by the lights.
I would be looking where that frame meets the ceiling, say, for example. Okay. So if I'm doing those exercises, I keep my head there and it just stretches all this out.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to start looking at the clock. And
exactly. That would be perfect for you. Keep an eye on
the time anyway. Just finally, James, I see a lot of people on Instagram now. They all have the at-home walking treadmill. Necessary? Do you buy into it, or something we can do ourselves regardless?
A treadmill is working.
You know, the stand-up desk.
Low impact kind of cardiovascular exercise, and unless it's damaging you, there's really no such thing as bad exercise. So I personally wouldn't buy into it. I like the social side of exercise as well. Teaching classes, not everybody has the time to do it. But it's important that you sort of say, okay, this is about my health. This is something I need to make time to do and prioritise.
We're going to post your in-studio video with us here this afternoon on our socials. And I know you've got more up on your own socials as well. But James Farrell from Dublin Airport Taekwondo, thanks a million, James.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day, everybody.
For joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.